Hello, and welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans. I'm David Bailey, and over the past nearly 12 years, this podcast has taken on many forms, from interviews and audio diaries to cultural snapshots and expat reflections. You might notice some different podcast names mentioned along the way, but it's all part of the same journey, one that explores life, people, and stories from this fascinating region I now call home. If you're enjoying the listen, I'd love it if you left a quick review or rating wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps others discover the show. And if something in the episode sparks your interest or curiosity, why not drop me a message? I always enjoy hearing from listeners. I always reply.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with me, David Pacinovic Bailey. In this podcast, you'll get a unique look at life in Bosnia and Herzegovina through my eyes, the eyes of an immigrant. Each episode, I share my experiences living in this often misunderstood country and introduce you to some of the interesting people I've met along the way. From exploring the rich culture and history to discussing the challenges and joys of immigrating to a new country, this podcast offers a thoughtful and engaging look at life in the Western Balkans.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
Hello, I'm David, and I live in Bosnia and Herzegovina. There's no tea today. I'm sat in the garden and just having some water. Thank you very much indeed for the comments so far. I didn't think I was going to get comments from the get-go, but thank you very much indeed. And one of the comments was from Houston in Texas. I don't know who the person was because he or she didn't leave their name, but said, I'm living in Houston in Texas, and I have a Bosnian friend or a Bosnian colleague who's talking me into retiring to Bosnia. Now, I'm sat outside today. I don't know if you can hear that, but that is a jet going into Banja Luka Airport. So we might get some background noise. Bear with me. So retiring to Bosnia and Herzegovina. My story, I think, is easier than most people will have. I'm no expert in immigration law here in Bosnia and Herzegovina. So the caveat is, it's just me giving some advice. And none of it is quotable, really. Or, I mean, every situation is going to be different. And trust me on this. But I think basically there are three ways that you can come to live in Bosnia and Herzegovina. And those three ways are buy property, set up or invest in a business, or get married to a citizen of Bosnia and Herzegovina. I'm going to deal with that last because that's what I know the most about. But let's look at starting a business first in BIH. I'm not involved in business at all, but I do know a friend of mine, Nadia, who was born in Germany but is Swiss, and she came to the country, fell in love with the country, fell in love with the people, which happens when you come here, believe it or not. And she set up a business and invested in it and has employed one or two people. She has locally employed people, which is a must if you're going to get involved with business here. And she is living with a temporary residency at the moment. I will talk about temporary residency in a moment. How difficult it is setting up a business. I've got flies everywhere. How difficult it is setting up a business, I have no idea, but I can only assume that it's going to be a bit of a bureaucratic nightmare and it's not an overnight fix. So it's not come here, set up a business and everything will run smoothly. It's not going to happen like that, but it is doable. Nadia has proved it's doable and there are other people that have proved it's doable. As far as buying property is concerned, I do know that you can buy property in Bosnia and Herzegovina without it too many problems, if there is a reciprocal agreement with the country that you're a citizen of. So Canada, you can buy property here, you can buy property there. So if you're a Bosnian, you can buy a property in Canada. For the United Kingdom, I know that's the same. And we have a friend as well who outside the village has bought some land. He and his wife are from Austria and they've bought land. Now, land does not confer the right of residency. It doesn't. What it does is it opens a pathway to residency. Once you've got property, you can apply for a temporary residency permit. I'm going to come on to that, as I said, in a minute. So you can do that. Buying land here, I would recommend, and I haven't done it myself, you do need to make sure that the land is really fit for sale and it hasn't got multiple owners. And the only way that you're going to get through that bureaucracy is to find a lawyer here that will guide you and help you through that. But it is totally and utterly doable. As I say, my friend from Austria has done that. And I think there is a British family in the area that has done it as well. But they have got a way in. And I think it's to do with marriage, because they're the parents of somebody that has married a local. What I can talk about, though, is about me and what I'm doing here. If you watch one of the previous videos, you'll know that I came and settled here full-time in 2011, having worked abroad for a lot. And the time from 1998, when I came into 2005 on the first project that I was involved in, I was part of the NATO Stabilization Force. First, as a military person, and I transitioned into being a civilian member of the NATO Stabilization Force, which meant that I had no problems with residency, entry and exit from the country, or whatever. But then from 2005 to 2011, I did work away. And I was coming back to visit Tam, to where we were together here. And I was able to do that within the 90 days in 180-day rule. I'm going to talk about that. From 2011 until 2019, which is 8 years, I was doing consultancy work and I managed to balance my time in the country and out of the country with the 90 in 180-day rule. So, once we got married, I then have the right to stay here as a temporary resident because I'm married to Tamara. Right. The temporary residency. You need, as far as I am aware, either to have a business or to have bought property or to get married or be in a long-term relationship, which I think in Britain is called civil law marriage, common law marriage. So for me, as soon as I got married, I registered for temporary residency and I had to produce a whole list of documents that were required. It is on the list. It is a link that I'll give you in wherever you see this video to the Foreigners Information Office for Bosnia-Herzegovina, and you can find out more details there. But basically, I needed to prove that I was healthy, and you can't just go to any doctor, you're told where to go. I had to prove that I had no civil convictions back in the United Kingdom, and I had to get my police record checked there. I had to prove that I had enough money to sustain myself. I had to prove that I was able to have health insurance, not state health insurance. And then I needed a sponsor. And the sponsor, obviously, was Tamara. We're living in a property that is owned by her parents, so they had to say that they were in agreement with me staying here. Having done all that, I then got temporary residency for 1 year. Okay. and I can come and go as I please. I'm now halfway through year 5, and in November, which is my run out date, if you will, I will apply for year 6. During year 6, I will apply for permanent residency. Okay. And with that, I think, instead of having the normal amount of documentation, which decreases, by the way, in those first 5 years, but in year 6, I'm going to have to once again have a criminal record check from the United Kingdom. I do have healthcare here from the state because I pay into it. I chose to pay into it. And then after that, I will get permanent residency. And permanent residency allows me to stay. I get an identity card, the same as any citizen of Bosnia-Herzegovina, but it means I can stay. And I think it goes in 10, permanent residency is 10-year steps. So I'll be able to tell you more about that in November, because as soon as I apply for year 6 and that's agreed, then I will apply for my permanent residency. I will also have the opportunity to apply after 10 years to apply for citizenship. But I don't want to do that, because why would I? I have all the rights. I will have all the rights as a permanent resident, apart from voting and taking part in public office. And I really, really am not interested in either of those. There may be, I think, a language test, but that doesn't apply to me. I can speak the local language adequately, but I don't think it would pass, you know, at the level for a test, because being married, that is a serious thing here. And so I do get those rights. Now, I was talking about the 90 to 180 day rule, which I had been able to use while I was working abroad from 2005 to 2011 and doing my consultancy work from 2011 until 2019. It means that within 180 day period, right, from start to finish is 180 days, in there, I can be in the country for 90 days. And once I finish that 90 days, I must leave. Most people that use that rule structure their lives that they come here for 90 days, then leave the country for 90 days, come back for 90 days, leave for 90 days. And I know people that love this country to bits. They stay here for 90 days and they take the option to either go to Croatia for 90 days, come here for 90 days, go to Montenegro for 90 days, come here, or whatever. Or you could do like 10 days here, 10 days out, 10 days here, 10 days out. Do you know what I mean? But you cannot be in this country within a 180-day period. So you have to say, when is my first day? That's my last day. I can be in that period for 90 days. And it is a daily thing. So be aware that that is how things are. And really, really be aware that if you're going to use or plan to use the 90 and 180 days, it's not a case of being here for 90 days and then saying, oh, I think I'll go to Croatia for 3 days and then come back and it starts again. It does not work like that. And you will fall foul, because if the immigration officers see that you've overstayed your welcome, you will be required to leave the country. And depending on your situation, whether you'll be allowed back for 3 years. So big top tip is do not take chances with immigration. My experience in immigration has been nothing but perfect, to be totally honest with you. My immigration officer is a very, very professional immigration inspector. He has got a sense of humor, but he's straight down the line. And as long as you play with the rules, abide by the rules, then there's not going to be a problem. I have heard that people have come and fallen foul of the system. Now, whether that's through ignorance, I don't know. If you're told to supply data by a certain date, then do it. Coming back, maybe get away with, oh, I forgot. But, you know, if you want to stay here in this beautiful country, then go with the system. As I say, if you want to start a business, check out online, and you will need some legal support. If you're going to buy property, you're going to need legal support, because you may find that you think you bought things correctly and then found out that you didn't. So I hope that sort of helps. Retiring Bosnia in Bosnia, yeah. Pluses and minuses. I think that on the downside, if you are really attached to your culture of birth, maybe you want to go back. I don't know. For me, and for a lot of other people, it's similar to moving to Portugal. And I'm going to speak now on behalf of the United States. I'm not an American citizen. I have no idea about life in the United States, although my daughter lives in New Jersey, and I have visited her a few times, and it's a great place to go for holiday. But I know that there's a lot of people from the States that are disillusioned with the States and are now moving, for example, to Portugal, and I think to Spain as well. Maybe Bosnia-Herzegovina will become another one of those countries. I have no idea. But they moved to Portugal because the quality of life is better, although they pay taxes significantly higher than in the United States. They do get state health care, and they get other perks as well. Being in Bosnia-Herzegovina for me, as I say, because I'm married, I've been able to pay into state health care. The state health care here, as far as I'm concerned, from my experiences, and I've broken my leg, I've had a couple of infections. I'm getting older, right? I'm knocking on. And I've just had an MRI, which I think should be okay. But all those, the quality of treatment has been first class. The hospital, the main hospital in the area where I live, based around Banja Luka, is like uber modern. The doctors are first class. Most of them speak English. And so I have nothing to say about the healthcare system. I'm going to make an assumption here. You should never make an assumption, right? You should never assume, because it makes an ass out of you and me. But I think I wouldn't be getting this care back in the UK. But as I say, that's my opinion. Is there corruption in the country? It is. There is. But then again, their form of corruption is just different from the corruption that is in my country, because every country's got corruption. And sometimes I think when British people say to me, oh, they're very corrupt, I like to use the phrase that we have in English, which is, this is the pot calling the kettle black. They have their corruption, which you can see. In Britain, we get it served with a bow round the top and in a nice package, but it's the same stuff, right? So there is that, but it doesn't affect you as an everyday citizen. Well, it hasn't affected me. They're a law-abiding society. They have an exceptionally low crime rate, which is nice. And I have a friend who's a young lady from Venezuela, and she has never felt more safe. And a lot of foreigners will tell you that. If you're a lady, for example, and from my experience, and other young ladies have told me this, that they can walk around in Bosnia-Herzegovina at 1 o'clock in the morning from a location to their home, and they do not feel threatened at all. So there's another plus point. The cost of living at the moment is very low compared to, I mean, for me, it's about 50%, maybe 55% of what it is in the UK. And I'm a pensioner. I could not live the standard of living that I have here. What I experience here, I couldn't have that in the UK. Right? That's not to say that I live a luxury lifestyle here. I don't. I live a comfortable lifestyle. If I have to fly back to the UK, you know, I have to think about how much it's going to cost for my flights, which are expensive, and how to live in UK, where the cost for a week is like just over what I would spend in a month here. So the cost of living is better. The climate, there's 8 microclimates in the country. There's a lot of healthy places to go. To the mountains, we have the Kozara mountain range near us. Lots of spas in the country. My local town is called Banja Laktaši. That's their real name. Banja means spa. Banja Luka, spa. Slatina, which is about 4 or 5 kilometers away. So there's lots of healthy places to go and a culture to die for. And I don't mean that in a nasty way. Lots of things to learn, lots of things to experience. And yeah, for the 22 years I've been here, I could say that every day has been an adventure. It's not far off saying that. So, from this village in the north of Bosnia-Herzegovina to the question that came from Houston in Texas, I hope that helped. And yeah, if you have any other questions about Bosnia and Herzegovina, as far as it is for me being here, I'll gladly answer them. I won't get into politics, though. So don't expect me to go off on one criticizing local politicians, etc. I'm not going to do that. And why am I not going to do that? Because I'm a guest here. I'm an immigrant here. Thank you very much indeed, Bosnia and Herzegovina, for letting me stay here. Even though I'm married to one of your citizens, thank you very much indeed. I appreciate it, and I'm not going to mess you about. Yeah, I haven't worked out what the next video will be about. As I say, if you've got a question, I'll do that. I'm thinking about maybe the dawn chorus, because I wake up in the morning, especially in spring and summer, to the sound of myriad species of birds singing and making noises and welcoming a new day. And yeah, I've had an app on the phone and I've been using it and I've got really into it. And I can tell you now that we have 34 species of birds here, of which 6 are different types of woodpecker. If you're a rural person, you'll most probably go, boring. But you have to understand, I was born in London. We moved to the suburbs when I was 9, and there were trees and parks and open fields. And if I was to go back to those same suburbs now, it's still a concrete jungle. So that's it. I'm David. I live in Bosnia-Herzegovina. I'm aging gracefully here in the Western Balkans. Thank you very much for watching. And yeah. Vidimo se opet, which means I'll see you again.
You're listening to an Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to an Englishman in the Balkans podcast with me, David Pacinovic Bailey. In this podcast, you'll get a unique look at life in Bosnia and Herzegovina through my eyes, the eyes of an immigrant. Each episode, I share my experiences living in this often misunderstood country, and introduce you to some of the interesting people I've met along the way. From exploring the rich culture and history to discussing the challenges and joys of immigrating to a new country, this podcast offers a thoughtful and engaging look at life in the Western Balkans. So that's it for this one. Thanks for keeping me company. If you enjoyed the episode, maybe share it with a friend who might like it too. And if you've got thoughts, questions, or just want to say hello, you can always reach out. Also, if you'd like to support the podcast and help me keep telling these stories, you can drop a little tip via Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the show notes. Even a euro or two makes a big difference. So that's it then. Take care, and I'll catch you in the next episode.